into this drink? It's divine.
The mead? A bit of cinnamon. A few other spices.
I can't tell you how nice it is to move to a neighborhood where there are actually women and children at home all day. And people gardening and weaving and making mead.
We're glad you're here, Shirlene. And we can't wait to meet your husband, too. He's been away on such a long business trip.
Oh, Bill's in international construction. Travel, bulldozers, and phone calls. So it's lucky he still remembers the kids. But we can't complain. It means we could afford to live in such a special suburb.
East Issaquah does have its charms.
Salmon of wisdom.
Oh, and thank you for lending us this gorgeous table. It's so, I don't know, massive and sensual. It just draws you in.
Made from 1,000-year-old living wood.
Such a crime when the tree was felled and callously ripped from the grove. But we managed to save it. Fashion it into something what it is.
I mean, honestly, it's so seductive. I just have this urge to lay on top of it and roll around.
Quite a common reaction. We like to lend it to every new family who moves here, a sort of welcome gift.
Welcome!
Yeah, no, look, Sal, we gave them more than enough time. Construction starts Tuesday. End of discussion. No. It's not a wetland, remember? We had that designation changed. Well, it had Ted do it. Ted, you don't want to know the details.
Daddy!
Timmy, Tanya, Toots, go out and work on the bonfires. Your father's on the phone.
Oh. Look, I gotta go, Sal. I just got home. East Issaquah. Yeah, well, we moved. It's, look, I gotta go. Yeah. See you Monday.
Bill, welcome home.
Shirlene, what the heck are you wearing?
Oh, you like it? Imbolc sews. She made it. It's so flowy and sexy.
It's flowy, all right.
Bill, these are our new neighbors.
Hi, I'm Lunissa.
Hello?
And my name's Imbolc.
Imbolc? As in bulk?
Oh, you're a funny one, Bill.
A real salmon of wisdom.
What?
We better be going. I'll stop by with the mead recipe later, Shirlene.
Peace to all beings.
Yes, see you then. Peace! Wow, they are so great. First day, me and the kids drove down Druidwood Lane with the moving truck. Imbolc was right here to greet us, along with Lunissa and Sawin and a couple of the other ladies. They're just the best, and they make all this stuff by hand.
Yeah, but where are the men? I didn't see a single car in any of the driveways along the street.
Oh, they're really working hard to be in tune with nature, to keep a better balance, you know? Imbolc says they all walk the eightfold path.
All the way to I-5? What about their husbands?
How should I know? They're probably at conferences or something. Actually, a lot of them seem to be divorced.
Figures.
Sit down, honey. I'll bring you some mead.
Mom, can we light it now? Can we?
Oh, not yet. Oh. We need to wait till sundown.
Oh, Pucky. We can't light it yet!
What is going on out there?
It's Beltane. We're building the twin bonfires.
Twin bonfires?
Now relax, Bill. Every neighborhood has its quirks. Beltane is just this fun lunar holiday that honors fertility and adolescence and good fortune. Everybody on Druidwood Lane celebrates it. No big deal.
Mom, what about the cows?
Timmy, just stop.
Wait, is it time for the cows?
No, it's not time for the cows. You heard what the lady said. You have to wait till they blow that horn. Now go outside.
Okay. What the hell is going on, Charlene?
Oh, Bill, I don't know how to explain it all, but I'm changing, and the kids are changing. Now just sit down and relax, and I'll pour you that mead.
All right, but Jesus! Where did this table come from?
Isn't it something?
It's half the size of the goddamn living room.
The neighborhood lends it to every new family that moves in.
Look under here. Son of a bitch!
What?
Aren't tables only supposed to have four legs? How come this thing's got so many?
I hadn't noticed those before. So gnarled and twisted.
Yeah, they almost look human. Did you hear that?
What?
This table is giving me the creeps.
honey, don't be ridiculous.
Redress.
What?
What?
The table just spoke.
Okay.
It did. It said, well, I don't know what it said, but I want it gone.
Bill.
Send it along to the next sucker.
Bill, do you know how many tons this thing weighs? It took 12 women and an incantation to get it in here. It's not going anywhere. So, here, honey, sit down. Get comfortable. That's right. Try the mead. To us. To East Issaquah.
Whatever. Well, the mead's good at any rate.
Redress.
It just spoke again.
Come on. It's time!
Mom, can I drive the cattle between the bonfires?
No, I get to.
No, me. There are more than enough cattle prods to go around. You can all send the cattle between the bonfires.
Yay!
What's the deal with the cattle, Charlene?
Well, don't get mad, but while you were gone, we might have bought a small herd.
You did what?
Hey, neighbor!
It's the cult of Beltane. Let's light those bonfires.
Yay!
Hello, Bill. I see you're sitting at the table.
Look, Imbolc, Lunasa, if it's okay with you, could you take the kids and the cows and start without us? It's been a long time, and I think Bill and I need to talk.
Whatever will bring balance, Shirlene. Okay, kids, who's got the matches?
I don't like that lady.
What a surprise.
Where the hell are we, Charlene?
East Issaquah.
You know what I mean. Where the hell are we? What's going on?
Bill, something weird's going on with the Earth.
Oh, please.
Or the Earth Mother or the Great Spirit. I don't know.
I hate it when you start up with this bullshit.
The world is screwed up. You know it is.
I doubt East Issaquah's the answer, Charlene.
Maybe not. But everything here on Druidwood Lane, the bonfires, the cattle, the weaving, it all speaks to me. Can you understand that?
Yeah. Here's what I understand. You've eaten the fruitcake, drunk the Kool-Aid.
Mommy! What about the lamb? Can I run the lamb between the bonfires, please?
Oh, baby. The lamb was sacrificed last night, remember?
Okay, that's enough.
Redress!
What the hell? I can't...
Can't get out of your chair?
The damn table has some kind of magnetic pull. My legs are twisting, freezing up.
They said you'd never understand.
My hands are melting into the table.
I let go of the mug, Bill.
Call 911.
Why? They would only come and destroy this table. Now I can celebrate every part of the eightfold wheel, participate in any woo-woo thing I want, and not feel your scorn.
I have to do your help, Charlene.
Oh, don't see it as death, Bill. It's really just a short stay in the other world until you're reincarnated.
You itch!
Bye-bye, baby!
Balance.
Charlene, we're starting!
Oh, coming!
Eightfold wheel! Eightfold wheel!
Happy Beltane, everybody!
Yeah!